Whole life insurance has existed for over 200 years. And so how empowering for your employees that your key ones, I mean, this is an executive bonus plan, but you're creating something special and they don't have to worry if the stock market just crashed today or not, or a few years from now. They got something in a very, very conservative vehicle that's independent.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.
Hi, this is Ken Green, and welcome to the Engineer of Finance podcast. And this is your host, Ken Green, along with my awesome co-host, Tammy Brennan.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Always super excited. I keep asking, by the way, everyone, as you get to know me more, I keep asking her to stop doing that. Don't ask me how I am. But I can tell you at this moment of time, I love doing this stuff. And I love doing the podcast. And this, a lot of the hard lifting and work I have to do behind the scenes, I mean, what I love doing for my clients is that I'm a duck on water. And so I like to grind away, and I like behind the scenes getting everything I possibly can get from my clients. And so there's a lot of things that happen with that. And so my work ethic, and I like to think that, every day I wake up, I feel like I know nothing. So I'm always trying to sharpen the saw and learn more and more and more and get sharper and sharper. And I can tell you, I'm surrounded by brilliant clients. So everything I love to teach and share, and learn so much from my clients. And so that's my whole tangent of how I am. So thank you, Tammy. I'm doing great. And so I'll put it back. How are you, Tammy?
I'm doing great as well. Yeah. Thank you, Ken.
These podcasts are fun, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And I look forward to the day that I'm a fan of my own podcast. I love listening to them. And I was like, gosh, you sound so good. You sound so good. And it's like, man, I want to be able to speak that well. And by the way, when everyone gets to, which will be coming out real shortly, what am I talking about real shortly? I already did it. The most recent podcast with my dad.
Yes.
And, Ken Green Sr. And I'm listening to him, and it's like, gosh, he sounds so good. He's so great on the podcast. And I was like, I can't wait to sound as good on these podcasts as my co-host and my most recent guest, Ken Sr. And so it's always fun. And I learned so much as I share what I know on these podcasts. So thank you, Tammy. And so that's your long-winded answer to how am I?
That's why I ask you the question. You have great answers.
Thank you. Probably some are already turning off the podcast. Like, holy cow, we get to the topic today. So anyway, today I want to talk about bonus plans. Sometimes it's referred to in the financial industry as a Section 162 plan. Sounds really boring. It just has to do with codes in the IRS. And then bonus plan, executive bonus plan, Section 162. I just like to have fun and say it's just a really cool bonus plan that you can employers can build for their key or their important employees. I mean, it's just something extra special that you can do for the employees that you want to keep for the rest of your life and is a huge value add and can kind of distinguish you from your competition.
Nice.
And so that's kind of what I want to talk about today. It's really fun. And it kind of helps solve one of the biggest sticky issues that they have with getting people to learn how to save. And so do you want to talk about that today, bonus plans?
It sounds great. I didn't realize I had control over the topic. That is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have control. I think you've taken control a few times. I love it.
And am I right in thinking that this topic came to you from a client?
The topic? No. It's just something I want to talk about. You know, I talk about it in blogs. I talk about it in person with employers and employees. And it's just something I want to put out there on this podcast for hopefully the employers out there listening to. It can be a really fun, clever way to play the game if you don't like ERISA and rules and 401ks and all the IRA rules. And you just want to create something simple and a lot more useful, in my opinion, for your employees. Something special.
Cool. Okay. I like it.
Before I start, on the bonus plan, I did get a question from one of my awesome listeners. And so I thought it was great email. I thought it was great feedback. And the question, so you ready for the question, Tammy? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, no. Do I have to get my calculator out again?
No. You just answer from the heart like you always do. So you ready?
All right. Yep. I'm ready.
Here's the question. When I was listening to the podcast, I noticed you introduced Tammy by name, but you never properly introduced her. I was left wondering, who is Tammy?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a long one. What's your connection? Why is she the one co-hosting? And you mentioned you were on her podcast, and what's her podcast all about? So that's a lot.
Wow. Maybe
all those, but and where can we find out more info about her? So here you go. And so I thought that was wonderful. And she had a lot of great other questions and statements. So this is the stuff I love was, and I got to stop saying, it's really fun. And so I love getting these emails. Anyone has questions, don't hesitate to go to my website, engineerfinance.com, or pick up the phone or shoot me an email if you have questions, because I don't explain. We only have so much time in these podcasts, and there's just so much more to share. And, you know, I feel 30 minutes usually is long enough. So Tammy.
Yes.
So I will answer one piece. The reason why Tammy Brennan is my co-host is because she helped me get out of the corner and asked me to be a guest promoting an economic summit in Park City. And I had so much fun doing it. And I'll let you correct, because I said the name wrong, but you know what I'm referencing. And so I'll have you, but that's why she's co-hosting, because she just brings out the fun in me. And I love all her great questions. And so Tammy Brennan also, and I'm also a client of Tammy. And so I want to tell you that my process with her has helped me a lot come out of my shell and identify what I'm really, really good at and the areas that I want to improve and what I want to do for my clients and make that and do that at a higher level. And so that's the blueprint process, correct? Am I saying it right?
Yes, you sure.
Tammy, so why don't you tell who you are and what you do? And the reason why I have Tammy on this co-host is because she's awesome. And so that's some of the connections. So yeah, start with who you are, Tammy, and how they can find out more about you.
Well, thank you. This was a total surprise. So thanks to Ken, and thanks for the listener asking the question. So Ken and I know each other because of Prosperity Economics Movement, which is an organization of financial advisors who are trying to do better service for their clients. And it's actually an organization my sister started. And so that's how Ken and I met. And yes, Ken is a client of mine. I created a process about 10 years ago that helps entrepreneurs just like Ken identify their superpowers and help them give more value to their clients. So that is who I am. That's what I do. It's my purpose and passion. And I totally love doing that. And I've loved helping you, Ken. It's been super fun. And I love doing these podcasts with you.
Thank you. And did you put out your website? I didn't catch that.
Oh, no. Thank you. Yes. So it's at www.blueprintprocess.com. And the blueprint, the easy way to remember that is, I believe every entrepreneur, all of us really have a special blueprint that we were custom designed with. And the blueprint process identifies what your blueprint is and how you are meant to create value.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I told you I had a fun surprise for you.
Yes, you did.
So now I hope I answer that question, because, yeah, Tammy brings out the fun in me, and she's a great energy to this podcast. And so I'm glad that question was asked. And so I apologize for not properly introducing her, but now I believe I've done that. And then I'll say, hey, anyone wants to know more about Tammy, go to episode number ...
Perfect. I love it.
So Tammy, are you ready to talk about the bonus plan?
Totally. Especially if we can, how did you say it? Play within the rules. Like, you're playing by the rules, but you're making it, I kind of like the way you described that. I can't remember how you said it, but you're playing within the rules. You're abiding by the rules, but you're still finding a unique way to do it. That's better.
Yes. I hate rules.
Yeah, me too.
We are a nation of laws, and I don't want to be thrown in jail. And I sure as heck don't want to pay a whole bunch of penalties and taxes, et cetera. And so I hate rules. And guess what? Most, Tammy, you're self-employed.
Yep.
I'm self-employed. A lot of my clients are self-employed and are entrepreneurs. And one common theme across the board as an entrepreneur, do you want less rules or more rules?
Less, hands down.
Most employees that I work, employers that I work with, engineers, doctors, attorneys, on and on and on. The common theme is the very type A personalities, and they just want to do what they're great at. And don't bore them with the rules.
Or restrict us.
Yeah, don't slow us down. Don't restrict us to the rules. But hey, these are the rules. We'll play within the game. Right, we'll play within the rules. And so one thing that's really fun and what I like doing on the bonus plan is it's also known as, like I said before, Section 162, Executive Bonus Plan. It's just a really cool bonus plan for your key employees, your employees that what can you do that distinguishes you as a phenomenal, as a great employer, and you want to keep your employee. You don't want him or her jumping to another engineering firm or another law firm or another doctor's office. And you want to do something unique and special. Everyone does 401ks.
Right.
But these are all qualified plans. And with qualified plans, there's a bunch of rules that come with it. And I don't know if I want to bore you guys with all the acronyms, but you have to comply with ERISA. And when you offer these qualified plans, there's a lot more names out there, thrift savings plan, on and on and on. But you have to follow the rules. And so you can't discriminate. If you're saying that everyone who's full-time is qualified after certain hours or years working, that they get a 401k, across the board, they get it. Well, what if you got an employee that you like and you want to keep? You like that employee, but they're not like super, super, super special to you, but it's not worth, you know, you don't want to replace them, but you have another employee that is super, super special.
Right.
Well, they all get the 401k, but what's fun on a bonus plan is legally you're allowed to discriminate. And I don't mean discriminate in a mean way. I mean by treat someone a little bit more special, another asterisk. And am I making sense?
Yep.
Is this all making sense?
Yep.
Okay. So what a bonus plan allows is that you don't have to give it to everyone. You have to give it all your employees a 401k,
right,
or an IRA, if that's what you're doing for your full-time employees. With a bonus plan, it's a very unique way. It's a great way through a bankosaurus, through a permanent life policy, you can create an extra bonus for your employee. And what's super fun and what's super empowering about it is that, and I'll give you an example. One of my clients, very, very sharp electrical engineer, moving out of California a couple years ago, moving into Reno to buy a home. You know, and the house he was looking at, somewhere about $400,000 to $500,000. And he had in his 401k, you know, in his early 40s, he had over $500,000 of cash in it. And so he's all, great, I'm going to go call up the 401k and I'm going to borrow money from that 401k to do a substantial down on my house.
Okay.
And he calls up and they say, oh, you can't do that. You can only take 50 grand. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're kidding me. It's my money. Yeah, it's your money, but we control it and it's our rules. Mm-hmm. And the most you can get is 50 grand. Well, imagine if it was different where he knew me and that company knew me and we structured a bonus plan because he was a key employee for that company, where instead of $500,000 plus sitting on a 401k and a $500,000 cash value sitting in a boring dividend paying whole life insurance policy.
A bankosaurus.
Thank you. Because then in that scenario, he picks up the phone and says, yeah, I'd like to borrow $500,000 from that policy. And they'll ask, do you want it electronically deposited or do you want it sent regular mail via check?
Right.
If you want to do something really special for your employees, you'll be amazed at how many people will save more if they realize that they don't have to wait till 59 and a half to access that money.
Right.
And these tax-deferred plans or the Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks, I mean, they all have value. I'm not saying that they don't. I think it's nice that you have all these different retirement plans. But quite often, a lot of families, a lot of employees, they want access that money today. They don't want to wait till they're 59 and a half.
Of course.
And so what's really fun is that correctly designed, and this is so, so important, It has to be designed correctly, but you can create a very fun bonus plan for your key people that distinguishes you from your competition, and is just a huge value add.
Right.
And so this way, after they've built up a fair amount of cash, and you know, it's really neat because the employers, and I probably rambling a little bit, but what's really neat is that the employers, they can bonus extra money into it, and it's immediate cash value available to the employee. It's nice that it's amazing how people will save a lot more money when, because most people, they get the 401k's offers, hey, great, I'm putting 3% in because my employer's matching 3%.
Right.
Oh, I put 5% in because my employer's matching 5.
Right.
And so it's also a neat way to just get your employees that you care about and you want them to start saving, and you know most people in this country do not save enough. Well, imagine how fast they'll save when you say, hey, you know what? You put in 3, 4, 5, and this is just an example, by the way. There's numerous ways to play the game, but you put 5% in, I'll match it 5%. I want to see my employees successful financially, and so I'm going to give my key employees that incentive. You put in 5%, your salary is $150,000 a year, $100,000 a year, you're going to go throw in $5,000. I'll fairly compensate, and I'll give 5%. You know, it has to be fair. You can't be outrageous with it, or you're going to get yourself in trouble. But how neat is that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so now automatically, this employee is saving 10% of their income a year,
right,
which is the first thing I teach. Live within your means, save at least 10% of your income, and live off the 90.
Right.
How empowering. And there's a lot of different components, a lot of other things that go into it, but that's a bonus plan. It's just a fun way to get your employees to save more, and it's a great way to keep that employee for a long, long time.
Absolutely. And I'm assuming that they can put in additional monies on their own, the employee, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
And then to your point, they have full control. So if they want to borrow against that life insurance policy, they call up and they get the money wired to them or mailed to them.
Quite often it's like, man, this is just too good to be true. And then I'll start adding on to it. So maybe I get some momentum here on this, but in regards to describing this, but yeah, how neat also that the employee is not worried about what Wall Street did today.
Right.
You know, I mean, whole life insurance has existed for over 200 years. And so how empowering for your employees that your key ones, I mean, this is an executive bonus plan, but you're creating something special and they don't have to worry if the stock market just crashed today or not, or a few years from now. They got something in a very, very conservative vehicle that's independent.
Right. And you're right in that an employer now has that employee's loyalty and commitment.
It's something special. You know, employees, you know, I mean, and what also is great for the employee, by the way, is that, you know what, if the boss, if you're an employee listening and your boss hasn't re-earned your relationship, then it's also cool that you have the right to go.
Right.
And that Bankosaurus goes with
yeah.
you. You own it. You control it from day one.
Right.
And so it's so neat. And oh, by the way, if you had a choice between all that money growing with taxes or all the growth income tax-free, what would you choose?
Without taxes, please.
Yeah. So you've got tax-free growth. You've got a lot of flexibility in this design. And also, too, is that a lot of employees have children and spouses. And so built into this as well is a substantial death benefit. Mm. That heaven forbid something happens to that employee is a substantial death benefit, can be a substantial death benefit that's going to the spouse income tax free.
Right. So it's kind of two for the price of one.
It's a lot of things for the price of one. Right. So it's a great way. Cause one thing, you know, a lot of, and one of the podcasts we did, Tammy, it's like, why save, mm-hmm. right? One of the questions, well, why do we save? Because we just start getting ahead and then something comes up
right.
or some other excuse. And I think that there's a lot of truth to that. My response was, well, at least you had the money for that something that came up.
Yep.
But that's kind of a sticking point, and people, and there's a lot of complexity. At least the industry makes it, I think, way too complex of how to create a lot more wealth. And my job is, guys, it's once you know the answers, it's really, really simple. And that's why I walk people through all the time. It's like, once you show it from a different angle, so wow, this is very doable. This is very easy to implement. And I just coach a little bit, mentor and handhold a little bit, but it's not that hard. Live within your means and save 10%. And a lot of times what's fun with this bonus plan is that takes away that sticking point. You know, it's interesting on what I do as an insurance broker. It's kind of a value add for my clients. I'll help them with their auto and home insurance, et cetera, as well. But it's interesting is like, because our laws, our rules make us get auto insurance in the state of Nevada, we get it, or there's going to be significant consequences. Right? We just get it. We don't want to pay for the auto insurance, but we get it because, yeah, it protects our family, but there's a law making us. If we have to get our taxes into the IRS, we get it done, because if we don't, there's a very, very painful penalty. And when it comes to finances, I think a lot of people just wait and wait and wait. It's like, once I have money, I'll talk to Ken. Once I have money, the engineer of finance, I'll call Ken. And it's like, guys, you got it wrong. You need to call me now. You need to come see me now when you don't have the money and you don't have it figured out, because that's what I do, is I help make it so easy to see. And what's fun about the bonus plan is this is just an automatic, this removes a lot of the hurdles. Like, who's going to say no to free money? You know, if you're employed, Tammy, and I'm your boss, and I say, hey, Tammy, how would you like to get, instead of worrying about the stock market, because a lot of people are very worried with Wall Street, and with good reason. As much as I love Wall Street, it is gambling. It's not that much different than going to the casinos here in Vegas and Reno. It really isn't. And so, but if I came to you and say, hey, guess what? Whatever you put in, Tammy, and let's just, it could be, this is a hypothetical number, so don't take this literally, everyone listening, but I like teaching extremes. But Tammy, if you put in 10% of your income, I'm going to match 10%.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's do it.
Yeah, pretty neat. But that's everyone's response to 401ks. They get offered that. So I go, crap, that's free money. Right. How do you say no to free money? And then the ones that do say, well, I just don't like this. I don't understand. The advisor came. I don't know what he's talking about. All these different stocks it's going to, into an IRA or 401k. I don't know what they're doing with the money. And there's a lot of sales charges that are shown in these prospectuses. So I just don't feel comfortable doing it. Well, on a bonus plan, what if I tell you, well, guess what? I mean, what you see is what you see here on these designs. And you don't have to worry about what the stock market's going to do. Does that get more interesting?
Absolutely.
And then you have someone at me when I was 22. It's like, why the heck would I want to give you all that money now and I don't get to touch it till I'm 60? Right. Well, with the bonus plan, guess what? You need that money. I would recommend waiting at least a year. But as this thing builds up, as your bank of source gets bigger and bigger, what if you want to borrow 20 grand from it?
Yep.
What, 20 grand against it?
Right.
Well, what if you wanted to borrow over time 200 grand against it?
Very cool.
Yeah, pretty neat. You don't have to wait till you're 60. You have the ability to do it now. And so that's just kind of my little teaser. I mean, that's what I just want to talk about in a bonus plan, is that this is something special that you can create as an employer for your employees. And if you're an employee and you want it, ask your employer, hey, I want an executive bonus plan.
Right.
I mean, there's so many cool things. I mean, and this is not in lieu of a qualified plan. That's not my point. I'm just saying that this is just another value add. This is something special that you can create, because I would argue that a bonus plan is something that immediately benefits you as an employee or your employees as an employer. I mean, you can do so many fun things that you can only you offer to anyone you want, or you offer to, you can offer to your real performers, and the other ones, hey, they're happy with their IRA. It's good enough. But it's just nice that it can be discretionary. It's nice that it has fewer rules, and it's a big value add for your employees, because that's money that they can access today. They don't have to wait for 30, 40 years or forever, and they don't have to worry about what the stock market's going to do. Oh, and by the way, when retirement does kick in, is it nice that this is a tax-free, if designed right, tax-free retirement income?
Absolutely.
And you don't have to, and also at 7.5, which seems like a lot of financial advisors, it either isn't heard, their financial advisors forget to talk about it. In a lot of these 401ks and qualified plans, not only do you have to wait till you're 59.5 to access that money without penalty, but then you're paying income taxes when you take that money on a 401k. And then also under our current laws, you have what's known as an RMD, a required minimum distribution. So at 70.5, if you don't take what the IRS says they think is reasonable to take, a required minimum distribution, they're going to tax you at 50% of it, of what they think you should take. How would you like to have a bonus plan that has none of those rules? And so that's what I want to talk about, an executive bonus plan. It's just a fun way to create a strong foundation with savings, not investments. I would argue a 401k is an investment. It's not liquid. You have to wait a long, long time. Where on a bonus plan, it really is a piggy bank on steroids that you're creating for your employees. It's a bankosaurus. It's a personal bank. However you want to name it, I just love bankosaurus because it's cool. But with this bankosaurus, I mean, you have the ability, you have liquidity. If there's an emergency or an incredible opportunity, you can get at that money immediately. You don't have to wait a long, long time.
Yep, that's really cool.
And when your employer sets something like that up for you, or you're an employer setting up for your employees, I think that's extra special.
Absolutely. I do too. And what's really cool that this just made me think of this is the family legacy concept. Maybe we could talk about that next time, is how to take a bankosaurus and create a family legacy, which for your employees, it's like you're offering that not only to your employees, but you're now impacting their entire family and maybe generations to come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We can talk about the generational planning component.
Yeah.
Well, that is a great suggestion, Box. And yeah, why not? Let's talk about that, because a lot of my clients, you know, focuses change when you're 20, 30, 40, and then you get into 50, 60. Clients start becoming more and more concerned about what can I do for my children and grandchildren. It's no longer really about, they've made it, really. It's like, what can we do to create something special, family legacy planning? And so, yes, it does tie into it. It's all one extra piece of the puzzle for financial planning. And so, and I know, as always, I go over time as I look at the clock. And so let me summarize the bonus plan this way. Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
So what a bonus plan can do versus a 401k or a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA is that you get tax-free growth. You have an incredible death benefit for others that you care about. You have access to that money with no penalty from the IRS. You don't have these limits of 50 grand that you can borrow against. It's there, whatever you funded this thing at. You've got no limits on funding. You've got no restrictions on who can play the game with income. And you're totally free from ERISA. Go Google ERISA. I don't have enough time on this podcast, but ERISA. So how empowering is that? No rules and something super special for employees.
Yep. I love it.
All right. Thank you, Tammy. And I'm so glad that I have now properly introduced you.
Yes.
How many episodes into these podcasts? So thank you so much. And sign us off. And everyone listening to this podcast, please share it. I love your reviews. And if you have questions, email me, reach out to my website, engineerofinance.com, or pick up the phone, call me, 775-624-8839, and sign us off, Tammy, please.
Okay. Yes. And if you have a question or a suggested topic, you could hear your answer, your topic answered right here on the Engineer of Finance podcast. So thanks to Ken Green and all of his engineering. And isn't it exciting to know that he can engineer your personal finances and your business finances, as well as your employees, creating employee loyalty. Thank you, Ken. And thanks to everyone listening. We'll see you next time right here on the Engineer of Finance podcast.
Thanks, Tammy. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.